Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
Ann Jackson. As I recall, last week was a good Ann Jackson, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ann really stepped up her batshit. Which I always appreciate. Our mothers stepped up their awful and...
Oh, God, did they?
What the fuck is this?
Oh, no. Here we go. The leader of our crew is lost.
That's I'm not lost. I just couldn't find shit.
The minnow will be lost.
All right, so give us some categories.
All right, well, we're going to have the...
me is going back to me, right? Not Pooh this week?
Yeah, we're just doing me this time, not Pooh. That was fun, though.
Fun was had by all.
Yes. Sorry. So the first category, of course, is Mr. Davin. And the second category, I think we're going to talk about every time Melvin Santos is mentioned.
Now, is it just Melvin Santos, or is it idiot Melvin Santos?
It doesn't have to be idiot, just the mention of Melvin Santos.
Okay.
And then we're going
could
to...
Could be Dr. Melvin Santos. Could be fraudstar Melvin Santos.
Okay, no. We need to get that clarified.
And then, actually, the third category is fraudstar.
Ooh. Fraudstar.
Yeah, so.
Hi, this is Fraudstar. It appears you've lost some money. How can we help you today?
Funny.
We're sending help now. We're sending people with wheelbarrows to take that money, that pesky money away from you.
Yes.
Yes. So what do you think, Joe?
I'm going to do five of each.
Five of each.
Five of each.
In honor of Cinco de Mayo?
Thank you.
He's going with the...
Cinco de Joe.
Cinco de Joe. Yeah, five of each, yeah.
He's going with the special pack. Yeah. Okay.
You don't get anything special out of it, Joe.
I'm going to say three Mr. Davins. I'm going to go with six Melvin Santos. And I'm going to say two Fraudstar. And our Joe's girl had to
our
step...
Our Joe's girl was sharing.
Our Joe's girl. Yeah, she's part mine, too. She had to step away for a little bit. So she's.
Why would you even tell us that?
Well, because she usually jumps in on this category. She likes it.
Tommy out there?
He's out there in the world. He's not out there in our chat.
Millions are out there. Only a few participate. What are you going to do?
I know. Not everybody wants to chat with us.
Bastards.
I know.
So last time, scammers were pretending to be me, and Ann thought I was a scammer.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not good at this.
No, she... I mean... Just
thank you, Joe, for agreeing.
She doesn't ever look at the email addresses, and she doesn't appreciate when they're fake ones.
January 4th, 2015. This is me to her. I need to investigate this when I have some time, but I can assure you I never wrote that. So remember, she had gotten the email where I said, no, you should work with Dr. Melvin Santos.
Right.
And she thinks it's me.
Yeah.
There is no Melvin Santos at the UN. I have been telling you that for months. I have told you to stop contact with them. On the surface, it would appear I may have been hacked. Either way, by now you should know how I write, and it is very obvious that the message is not my writing style or what I would say to you. By emailing with these people, you put yourself, me, and other victims in danger. If you do not stop contacting them, you will leave me no choice but to block you. They are dangerous criminals who have taken all of your money.
Mm-hmm.
I continue. I did not get hacked. Look closely at the email address above the that the message about Santos was sent. Davin with N comedy. Notice the extra N? Details. And I use her real name. Details, Ann. That should convince you once and for all. Stupid.
Stupid.
And you've put them in a position to pretend they are... me.
It's not you, it's not her.
I am concerned victims will think it is me they are getting advice from and will send these people money. This is very bad.
Very bad.
I've had enough with her horse shit.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Now you've put me as, you know, you got yourself... turned around and, you know, not only went from being scammed to, like, somehow thinking that you were helping when you were leading innocent victims their way again. Now they're going to be able to do that with your name.
Yeah. So then I got an email. This is about Victim C. And she sent this to Ann. We've talked to Victim C before.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also from January 4th, 2015. I got hit from debtor more and more. 2 months I am in hurt. So she says, and tells Victim C contact, Mr. Davin.
Oh, no, one.
He's also reporting the scam to the authorities. I do worry about you a lot. Subject, you are a fucking killer.
Oh, I hope she's not writing to you.
No, she's writing to Criminal Brown Cotton.
Oh, okay.
Stop. It's amazing, you know, that wouldn't you think she would have apologized? Because
no. She doesn't do that. Doubles down on her craziness.
Well, yeah, and no. The reason why is that you laid out to her what the deal is and how what danger she's putting you in. His credibility.
Yeah.
You know, where it's your credibility and you, and credibility where she, the information could be steering other people down the wrong road and they think it's him steering them.
Right.
Right after that, she's suggesting to this other person, Victim C, to get in contact with you. You just told him, you know, he just, you know, never said, I'm sorry, I didn't realize, whatever, nothing, but has enough confidence to steer this person to Davin.
So which you is she steering Victim C towards?
Interesting. Well, first, subject, you are a fucking killer. Criminal Brown Cotton, you will let you go to jail.
Wait, you will let you go to jail?
Because you cheat on people.
Ah, okay.
Victim C got lots of violence due to your fucking lies. You are shameful. I also got lots of insults and violence because of your lies. You never helped the victims but killed them. You are shameful. Fuck you.
Wait a second now.
I wish I could write the customers like that on my email.
Wouldn't it be great if you could just
How dare you want an extra five? You're a shameful. Fuck you.
You're a shameful.
As I get pink slip.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to be nice.
Joe, you were a shameful. Because
when the rain hits the roof, it's nice to be dry under it. We want to keep that
would
shit.
Would you like a dog cage?
Would you like extra feces with that, sir?
Thank you, sir.
With generous. Course.
Yes, I am. But wait, so now she's saying about violence. We've heard Anne say something like people like threatened her violence.
There were scammers that threatened her, though.
Right, but I mean, like she's...
She says scam hunters, but people like... I've never seen proof of that.
But now Victim C, I don't know how much we know about her background, but was she threatened with violence by these people as well? Do you know?
No.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware of.
All right, then we don't know what she's talking about.
So
okay.
She says, fuck you.
Yes.
You are a big fraud star.
Oh, fraud star.
Yay.
So are Eric Bohr, Melvin Santos.
Oh.
Roll call.
Roll call.
James H. Miller, Parker D. Green. It is a shame. You are hiding. You never feel shameful after making lots of mistakes. You are a fucking fake FBI.
Wait a minute. A bright, shining moment. She knows all these people are frauds, and she knows that this person is a fraud, too.
She'll be back.
Yeah, I know.
Mr. Davin.
Oh. Two.
If you were honest, please expose the truth. One victim also got lots of violence.
What does that mean?
You just exposed the truth three paragraphs ago.
I know.
Mr. Davin!
Ooh, great. Ooh,
it is your mail address. I guess Eric Bohr or Brown Cotton. I am not sure. I will trace the IP for you. Great, I need assistance from her.
Yeah. I know. You're
Grace,
help.
Like having Barney Fife with you. Oh, go get it, Ange! I'll find no scammer now. Barney now, stop it now. I'll find that IP address, no, Ange!
At least a blind pig finds a truffle every once in a while, but she can't.
Where's the lip bar?
So, I write to her. Anne, using her real name, though. This is the originating IP address and the information. As you see, it is African.
Yeah.
They are now imitating me poorly, as they have the military, Interpol, FBI, etc., to manipulate you. Once again, the email address they are using is davinandcomedy@mail.com. Mine is davincomedy@mail.com.
So much so they're doing a gig in Bergen County as me.
I paid more than I did.
Really upsets me as they killed.
Well, otherwise, Joe would be standing there talking about being a bomber.
Touch my fin.
Yeah. Here is the link to Afrinic's website. This is your scammer's web provider, I am guessing. Afrinic.net. And then I give the... IP address, American Registry for Internet Aaron domains. So I give her all this information to show her.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun to pretend.
Raffles Tower, Lot 19, Cyber City. So that's probably where they were doing, probably like an internet cafe.
Right.
It's an African neck. Yeah.
Cyber City.
It's African and Indian.
What's African and Indian?
I guess the company.
Oh. Their love child?
So, I'm just reading through this real quick. Because I sent her...
Love Child. That's a good tune.
Love Child. I don't know all the words.
So I sent her the proof. I'm sure that'll go over well.
Yeah, like I said, it's fun to pretend.
She won't understand.
Mr. Davin.
Ooh, four.
Four.
It is your mail address. And then she shows mine, but she's not noticing the originating one. Mr. Davin.
Ooh.
Please reply to me. Because it is your mail address. I guess someone intruded your email. They intruded my email. Choke it out. Bad boy.
Well, at least she got it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mr. Davin.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Tomorrow I need to go to work earlier. I have to go to bed. Please kindly check your mail and go to another PC to check your mail address if you get hacked. I guess it's Eric's way or your mail got hacked.
Go to another PC to check your email. That's so stupid. It's like it's going to be the same email on one PC.
It's going to affect it, yeah.
Or on another one. It doesn't matter where you can go to the library and log in. It's still going to be infected.
Yeah, I'd go there. Fuck them. Let the library figure it out.
Yeah,
we pay taxes.
Can't go to the library no more.
What do you mean?
Yeah, they frown on my pants being around my ankles.
Oh, huddle, huddle, huddle. Ladies and gentlemen, your next act. Very funny. Sorry.
I see you're assuming your best role's host. I'll continue. Two can play at this game, show. I respond to her. I've not been hacked. I have been imitated poorly. Like Rob Apple.
I don't get it.
Yes, you do. Rob Apple was here trying to imitate me.
Oh, right. Oh, sorry. Right.
We'll do a special show for Pip.
Now I need subtitles on my own show. Yes.
I would hope after months I've spent talking with you that you would be able to tell when it is really I that is speaking with you. I must insist that you stop contact with them. You are putting us all at risk. She doesn't – like you can pick up certain people's ways they're writing.
Yeah, absolutely. No, she doesn't.
No.
No, you know, maybe
and that's not a Japanese thing.
No.
You just know, oh, well, that's not his style.
Right. I mean, but even if it's your second language, you can tell – you can pick up – wait a minute. That's not normally the way they talk to me.
Yeah. Wait, for months he's called this guy a hacker, a scammer, and now he's saying work with him? All right, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
I knew I could wait him out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, there we go. Seven.
I do not reply to them. Case one. The truth. I did send mails to report Eric Bora at least 20 times. Before I called Interpol, they replied to
me.
After reporting Eric Bora, they refused the scandal. I did send mails to report Melvin Santos.
Yep, there we go.
To the UN official site at least 20 times. Before UN replied to
me.
And sent mails to
me.
Saying they would ask UN to deal with the cases. Then Melvin Santos came to
me.
Now UN keeps silent. I did file complaints to IC3 and I called FBI. FBI asked
me
to contact them on Tuesday. And they can make sure the FBI men can reply to
me.
There's a lot of me's in there.
Yeah.
I'm also assuming everybody that she went to ask is fake.
No, she did actually do some real reports.
Mm-hmm.
We've read those on the air.
Yeah. Right. No, she got something.
And they contacted them the way the FBI does.
Okay.
Right, but then...
Not like, we're going to Africa right now to arrest your scammers.
But it's just like, just send us some more money for the fees. No, but the thing is that she gets really caught up in both of them. She doesn't seem to be able to appreciate the difference between the real people talking to her and the fake people talking to her. And she doesn't look at the IP, at the email addresses even. You don't have to do the IP searches. Just looking at the email and seeing the typos.
You should know that. If you're doing this stuff, you should know that.
Yes.
For example... on personal emails that you get.
Yeah.
And it's like for I get my American Express
right.
writes to me and says, somebody's been into your account. Please contact
us immediately.
They were very
disappointed with what they found.
I don't have American Express. And I look at the and I go, I know I don't. I know it's a scam. Let's look at the – because I'm on a show. Let's look at the IP. Not even close.
Where
you can fathom, or something that I think might be close. I look at it and go, no, this isn't even fucking close. Where the IRS contacts you and says you need to contact them. No, it's horse shit. And you look at, but we know to look at the IP address to verify. Regular, people that aren't in this circle or do the show we do, we know she's in this circle. She's also calling herself an expert.
Right.
She should know that right off the bat, number one thing off the bat of any correspondence you're getting, if you're claiming to be an expert, you need to know an IP address and be suspicious of one.
I mean, we figured out a lot of these things by reading up on, instances of what other, anti-scammers have found, or just like reading tech reports.
And we've done this. We've
articles.
Learned this because there's the show we do.
And we learn that stuff. But I mean,
she's in that circle.
Expert.
She says she's an expert and doesn't pick up on that.
Just doesn't even look at, I mean, at, you know, the old day program, we would get emails from this one deranged person that had.
Sorry.
I know. Stop. I'm going to call still. Call off your friend. Yeah. But we would get emails from this one deranged person that figured out how to make mask their email address and make it look like it was coming from elsewhere. And they would they picked out a person in our organization to disparage. And there's really nothing that person could do. It's a long story. But the thing is, we would constantly get these emails from addresses and people that don't exist. But once you got used to reading the type, like, you could spot the writing of the person and the way that they would approach it. And so it's like, even just people who just worked at the day program, they're not interested in scamming scammers.
That work on
went,
a, that's,
oh,
that
here's
pattern.
Another one from the crazy person, you know? And but she can't figure this out.
She can't decipher it. And you're if you're claiming you're an expert, you're supposed to.
Right.
Oh, she made YouTube videos, Jeff.
Oh, well, now I stand corrected.
I mean, then he gets out of abusive mother number three. But what do I know?
Well, that's like when you go on a YouTube channel, they show you a guy how to play a song or something like that.
Yes.
It's the wrong key. Has nothing to do with the tune. I'll never forget that with the tabs and stuff like that. You know, ask Mr. Helix. Is like, you get these guys that give you tabs, and they're either a Juilliard graduate or have been playing fucking guitar for 3 weeks. My buddy told me that one. So he goes, you got to really, really be careful with that shit.
It's scary when I, as a non-musician, but I studied music theory, but it's scary when I can tell that they're wrong.
Yeah.
That's bad.
I do not reply to this idiot scammer. The corruption behind this mail may be the scammer connected, black mafia doing money laundering with the corrupt government, or the real FBI. Who knows? I know.
Who knows?
Anyway,
she's supposed to know. She's an expert.
Yeah.
Anyway, I do not want to reply it at all. Brown Cotton's warning before. Some scammers try to apply for the funds from FBI and Interpol by using
me.
They are fake because the scammers do not know my real ID. So I guess I don't know.
Okay.
This is why I guess the high possibility from scammers connected, black mafia is doing risky money laundering, and they have connection with corrupt government.
Wait a minute, that was just like word salad. What now?
This is why I guess the high possibility from scammers connected black mafia is doing risky money laundering, and they have connection with corrupt government.
Okay, so these black mafias have corrupt...
Scammers are connected to the black mafia, and they're doing money laundering because they have government connection.
That's pretty much the takeaway
on
that, yeah.
All right.
To Mrs. Inga Britt Alley News, I don't know. You send me email, please tell me what the funds... this is from September 15, 2014. United Nations Office of International Oversight Services, Internal Audit Monitoring, Consulting and Investigations Division.
Oh, that's got to be real.
It's so cumbersome, it might be.
They made that name up, the little rascals?
Government people.
International Silver Spring Van, or whatever the fuck.
Well, it's from Inga, and it's two fund beneficiary. This is to inform you that I came to Nigeria yesterday from New York after a series of complaints.
Oh, dear. Okay,
from the FBI and other security agencies from Asia, Europe, Oceania, Antarctica. You know, I hate when you get complaints from Antarctica.
Penguin's been complaining.
Well, you know, those scientists that are in that one hut?
Yeah.
Yes, they've been scammed.
South America and the United States of America, respectively. Against the federal government of Nigeria and the British government for the raid of scam activities going on in these two nations.
Wait, what? So Nigeria is neck and neck with the UK?
Well, no, there's actually... No, but we've talked about this before. There's a lot of Western Africans living in England where they funnel money back.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
I have met with President Dr. Goodluck, Jonathan. No, that's real.
Dr. Goodluck?
Yeah, he was a real Nigerian president.
I'm sorry. That's hilarious.
Well, he doesn't think so. I have met with President Dr. Goodluck Jonathan of Federal Republic of Nigeria and some other top and conservative banks officials of Nigeria who claim that has been trying their best to make sure you receive your fund in your account. It's good that the President of Nigeria is on this.
I know. I feel safer.
Fucking losing sleep. Right now, as directed by our Secretary General, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, he was real.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He still is, but he's not in charge anymore. We are working in collaborations with the Nigerian Economic and Financial Crime Commission, EFCC, that's real, and have decided to waive away all your clearance fees and charges and authorize, spelled wrong, the government of Nigeria to effect the payment of your compensation of an amount of $10 million approved by both the British government and the UN into your account without any delay.
And without any other red tape.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's how government works.
The only fee you will pay...
Oh, I knew it.
Will be your fund in your account is your accrediting fee, which will cost you but $98 to the UN. You have no other payment to make except the accredited fee.
$98?
For $10 million? Sounds like a bargain.
Yeah, I'm in.
As we had discovered in this last batch of scamming clips, $93 in Ghana is a pretty good amount of haul, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad.
No. Sincerely, you are a lucky person because I have just discovered that some top Nigerian and British government officials are interested in your fund, and they are working in collaboration with one Mr. Richard Graves from USA to frustrate you and thereafter divert your fund into their personal account. I have a very limited time to stay in Nigeria here, so I would like you to urgently respond to this message so that I can advise you on how best to confirm your fund in your account within the next 72 hours. Note that the accredited fee is must and very important, so take note of that. Every communication should be made through the email address Mrs. Inga Britton Hills 83 at yahoo.com.
Yahoo! Oh my God.
On how to send the $98 only for oral discussion, call me on this number, which I just acquired in Nigeria today. Here's a Nigerian number. Note, we have asked for the above accredited fee to make available the most complete and up-to-date records possible immediately. Contact me via email for instructions on how to send the $98 and any other contact or payment you make apart from the accredited fee is at your own risk. We would like you to respond to this call to avoid any further delaying. Do not be afraid for the fee when replying this mail. Include your position and address so that we can register it here. Sincerely yours, Mrs. Inga Brittenhouse.
You know, okay, so now here are all these hallmarks of hurry, hurry, you have 72 hours. I'm going to be leaving Nigeria soon. You better hurry. And there's the
corrupt government is interested in your money.
Right. They're trying to put it into their own account. Now, this is just like a flat amount of money you're going to get with no red tape. But here's a fee.
Here's the thing. It's like the fee of $98. It's like fixing an old car. And the reason why is, let's say you got to spend $98 into an old car.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're into this car for $98.
Right.
Now something crops up. You got to fix this for $200. Mm-hmm. Well, I already laid out $93. Now I'm at the $200. I don't want to lose the $93. So now I'm going to spend the $200.
Of course.
Next thing you know, another couple of months. You know. So
yep.
$98. That's not too much. Yeah, that's entrapping you because now it's going to be 98. Next week it's going to be 200. You want to keep the 98. You go under the 200
right.
to try to get that back. That's how they're getting in, you know, how they're screwing her over here.
That's right. It's called the sunk cost fallacy. I knew I had heard this someplace before, but it's because you've already thrown money. It's good. You're throwing good money after bad.
Right, exactly.
So, good day. This mail serves as the final verification of your account details regarding a pending transfer to your account. Please view the details contained herein. Confirm correctness of your account information to enable transfer concluded. Regards, Omolakin Igbeyi Lololo. No, Pip doesn't approve. She thinks
I yelled at him for doing the clicking noises earlier.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was my way of saying good day.
I think that's like an aboriginal noise. I'm not sure.
And that's from Field Co. Limited Property Management Group, 3rd Floor, B Wing, Amazing Grace Plaza.
Amazing Grace
Lagos.
Plaza.
Well, that might be the actual name.
Yeah.
There was Dr. Feelgood before.
Well, Feelcom Limited. Dr. Good Luck. A website.
305 Hallelujah Court.
I don't know who that email's from. The money is gone. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. You must stop talking to these people.
Yeah.
And then she sends me my original full header, shows full header. I go, yes, that is. The email that told you that Santos is fine is fine came from someplace else.
Right.
Before I do this, I skipped over January 2nd. I forgot I had this. So on January 2nd
mm-hmm.
of 2015, she contacted me with her other fake name, Claire Williams, because I wasn't responding to her. She contacted me on Facebook, which she had never contacted before, and this went into my filtered requests.
Interesting. Were you in a snit because she had called you a scammer?
I generally don't like that.
No.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, here we go.
This is, uses her real name. Finally, I found your profile on Facebook.
You're a world-class researcher. There, Anne. Mm. Or Claire.
Yes. In fact, I've been busy with my jobs before New Year. I will be busy soon. I do not like you because you do not know about the scam.
I don't like you.
Don't like you.
That's smart.
You lie to people on your radio show. What is the truth? Number one, Parker D. Green's case. He is from Marines, but he is mafia for me. He even tries to be cool. Got his leather jacket, cigarette head dangling out of his mouth.
God damn it, Fozzie.
She never ceases to amaze me.
No, I know. He tries to be
That's
cool.
That's why we keep doing the bit.
Yes.
The woman who brought this to our attention, oh, I fucking hate her sometimes, is a fucking liar. She cannot offer the truth. Who lies? Think about what I said. You cheat on
me
on your radio show. You are a liar, too.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Number two, Melvin Santos.
Oh, here we go.
Is a corrupt politician connected to black mafias. Most of the politicians get dirty money, hiring Secret Service members covering up the truth. They are liars. You are a real fucking asshole.
Wait, you are a Melvin.
You didn't get an email from me on that, right?
Oh, sorry.
I skipped one. Yeah. Look at the header. It's from Joe. Wait. She's saying you're an asshole because Melvin Santos is a corrupt government official?
Because she thinks I told her to work with Dr. Melvin Santos.
Oh, jeez, right.
This is what I see through.
Dev, this is before that you clarified that the emails weren't for you and she's got to get her shit together with that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You are very number three, you are very dishonest. You are being selfish because you never help the victims, but lie to people saying you want to help the victims. Lies.
Yeah.
I did not respond to that. But that was, there was
Thompson
that.
Twins.
There was that little fucking tidbit.
Oh, you know.
And then but she can't help herself.
She can't stop.
She can't quit you.
Yes.
Mr. Davin.
Yep.
It's the same. Can you check it out? And then she can. Here, look at the bottom, Joe. Look at that fucking email address.
There's an extra N in there.
She's saying it's the
same. The
N's
for Nigeria.
Yeah.
It is. Oh, jeez.
No N's.
No.
Now,
right.
if you're an expert,
yeah,
you would catch that.
Or if you...
You know what I'm saying?
Reader,
sometimes I read it when. But if you're an expert,
yeah,
self-proclaimed, you would catch that.
Look, it's not handwriting analysis; it's typed out. Why is she having a problem with that?
Because she's stupid. Not,
thank you, Joe.
Yeah, thank you.
Mrs. Ann, I am doing the report now. Please send me more info. I have contacted the United Nations and Dr. Santos worked with them. I am waiting your reply with more info. I go, that's not the originating IP address. The one from Afrinic is. Mr. Davin, that is anti-scam hunter made by Victim A. I go, Victim A has nothing to do with this. These are the same scammers that have tormented you. Nobody else. This is why I told you to stop with this long ago. These same scammers that made you hate the real U.S. military and FBI by pretending to be them also made you hate me by pretending to be me. You will either believe me or you will not. But there is no in-between. If you do not believe me, then there is nothing more to be done. You will continue to badmouth me and others who only tried to help you. So be it.
Yeah, right?
Enough of her shit.
I know. Well, I mean, when it's just like with like girlfriends when they come to you and they go, he was mean to me and he said this and he said that. It's like, dump him. And then he hit me. Oh, my God, dump him. And then he cheated on me. Oh, my God, dump him. And then next week you're out. She's telling me the same story. It's like, I'm done. What can I say? It's the same.
Yeah, people like that are used to abusive relationships.
Yeah, and she's used to abusive relationships. I mean, but literally, because she's also not only from all.
She's abusive.
Well, she's abusive.
But she's also the problem is that she, you know, like I said, I've always asked my mom what was the biggest thing that ever scared her, and she said stupid people. And the thing is that she is stupid.
To be afraid of your own son.
You know what? I was happy birthday to you. There's your gift, okay?
Well, you should give it to her. She's going to be ill.
But the thing about it is because she explained stupid people are dangerous. And it is a case, you know, and like I said, sometimes, well, I don't want to get into that, but with this thing, she's dangerous because she's dragging Davin down and Davin's credibility.
Yeah.
And that's Joe's job.
Yes.
He's jealous.
Yeah, right, lady. Where, I got my own.
He's jealous. But you know, who else is calling you a shithead but me? What?
And she, you know, and I would be absolutely livid over this.
Sure.
You're dragging me down. I'm telling you and showing you. And you're telling me that I'm a fuck up. You go to my show, which we discussed. You know,
well, fortunately, her name is Shite.
No, it's right.
Oh, yeah, it is. But the other thing is, I love it when she throws it at you and goes, you don't know how to research this. Oh, hold my beer. You know?
Hold my sake, sucker.
Well, apparently you don't either. Well, you can't even figure out a fucking an IP name.
IP
address.
IP address.
Frustrating.
Yes. January 5th, 2015. Mr. Davin, do you remember I insulted Victim A?
I also remember you insulted me too, bitch.
Should have had you fucking high over my shoulder.
Yeah, really.
I think she sent the mail to the anti-scam hunters, and they want to make sure if I have connection with you. This is why they make fake mail by using you to test me. So now she seems to get it.
She does seem to get it.
But she's blaming somebody else.
Oh, now it's Victim A's problem.
Yeah, exactly. I do not care. That is her choice, because I really want to fuck her up. She is stupid.
Wow. Wow, she just whipped off her heels it's and all... her hoops.
It's always somebody else's fault.
Yeah.
Your mother would not be pleased.
No. But my ex-wife would understand.
You married a stupid.
Yeah.
You sure she didn't write this stuff?
Dealing with these cases by using legal procedure costs money. I do not lie. Recently, I watched news about corruption and court issues, and they need to pay even the victims do. I must tell you the truth. Those videos are...
I'm sorry. She's watched this, and they showed it where they have to pay fees?
Court fees. Yeah, you got to pay court fees if you bring a case. But this isn't court fees. This is fees to get your money back.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad you stopped us, but she's confusing.
She's confusing the types of fees.
Yes. I must tell you the truth. Why not? Those videos are also talking about money laundering and corrupt government. In Asia, there are too many corrupt politicians doing money laundering, and in other countries, they also hire black mafias to threaten the victims. Mr. Davin!
Oh, God.
I am not wrong. Never. Never, dear.
I am not wrong.
Never, dear.
Oh,
in this paragraph.
Anti-scam hunters are wrongdoing. They do not know the legal procedures. So I write back, the email pretending to be me traces back to Africa, the same place where your scammers are. I do not remember you insulting Victim A. I do remember you insulting me quite a bit.
Yeah, really. Work your own side of the street, lady.
I do remember you were insulting me.
Joe, give me a roll call.
Yeah, roll call. Roll call!
I believe liar, asshole, fraud, idiot are some of your favorite things to call me.
And mine, too.
You're regular Ann Jackson, stupid.
Can I jump on there?
All right, Claire.
That's right.
Got enough names for all of you. Regardless, you need to pay closer attention to email addresses like I have told you all along.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's a good place to stop.
Yeah, that think? Works.
That work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we'll stop there.
Holy hat, did we miss
Holy hat?
Holy hat, did
language.
We miss
this?
Language.
Wow, Batman.
Sorry, I got carried away. There are 12 Mr. Davins.
Jesus.
You can't judge sometimes.
Nope.
So,
no, Joe was lazy. Go fives all around.
Yeah, I know.
I know is how I was feeling.
Yeah, I know. Well, I got screwed up because I just said three because I was judging from last week.
Well, because you use your best judgment, and as I told you.
Oh, God, here we go. Yeah, so.
Told you.
Mr. Davins blew past our guesses of 5 and 3. With 12, we had 4 Melvin Santos. We were both close with 5 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
And only one fraud star. How disappointing. You had 5 and I said 2. So there's really no winner here.
See, depends on how you're feeling the conversation is going to go. You know, feel, maybe Mr. Davis, Melvin Santos. Yeah, there's going to be a couple in there. Fraud star, she's usually good for at least 4.
I know.
4 to 5 of them. So it depends on the night.
But you never know. Sometimes she's mess media all over the place.
Mess media all the place. Mr. Davis, there are sometimes you might get 1, maybe 3. Not the norm. The average is around 5.
Feast
but the norm is 3 to 1. So, yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
Okay, good.
So what's the takeaway from that? She's still fucking... No, now she's blaming Victim A for her stupidity.
That she has to have somebody to blame for what's going on here. And it's not always this... She's not consistently about... blaming the scammers only. She's looking for other people to throw blame around at. Well, she's shifted off of you, which I'm happy about.
But the thing about it is, my takeaway is that a little bit, but I would be, through this last segment, I would be beyond fucking livid with her. You personally.
What am I going to do? I know she's stupid and crazy.
I know, but you know what? She's damning you. She's making you look bad in front of the other scammers. She's questioning your authority. She's questioning our show.
I'm used to people who bring me down in fits of rage and stupidity. I've become adapted.
Why are you looking at us like that?
Why do you have a guilty conscience?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, of course you don't.
I'm sorry.
As well, you should be. No, I mean, what am I going to do? She's fucking nuts and insane.
I know. It's like what...
I can't fucking grab her throat through the fucking thing, through the computer.
Yeah, I know. Although, sometimes that seems the only appropriate action.
She's bipolar, in my opinion.
Yeah, it has to be.
Bipolar.
Has to be, because she rages about things.
No, she's an expert.
Let me tell you something, without getting into detail. I've been last month I was dealing with somebody who was used to be near and dear to my heart. And
who would that be, pray tell?
Yeah. In 1 minute.
Now he's hiding names and protecting the innocent?
Well, I don't want to get into it. But what,
I don't want to get sued. That's what
yeah, yeah, well, 1 minute she is, you know, laying into me with the full, calling me every name in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And then she.
Did you like the names? I helped her.
And then the next minute she goes, oh, did you get the check I sent? Yeah. All right. Have a good day. Yeah.
Well, but so that's crazy making,
yeah,
as my therapist used to say. Crazy yeah making, because you don't know what's coming at you.
And I dealt with that for Ball years and years and years and years and years. You know?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You dealt with that for years and years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
So, well, that was an entertaining segment.
Yeah, I feel like Anne's doing a nice job.
Yeah, she's an equal opportunity insulter.
Good for her.
Yeah,
it's nice to be one of the gang.
Well, I'm glad she excels at something.
But she doesn't like the scammers. Like sometimes they get ruffled by her and they insult her back.
Right.
I'm just like, no, you're just not good at this.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, I'm sure she, like Joe says, she's a federal case.
I'm sure she's bad mouthing me to other people and shit.
Well, I mean, she seems to have turned the corner here, but we don't know. We'll see.
That, you know, and like I said, that would bug the shit out of me. Look, if you didn't know what you were doing, you know, all right, well, you know, we're just goofing around. You've helped people. I mean, our track record states that, you know, in the anti-scamming community, that we do have a very good track record. And for her to sit there and damn, I mean, we do, because of this show, we do have a face in the, you know, anti-scamming community.
Right.
And we do. I mean, you know, but... And she's tarnishing that with her lack of facts.
Talking nonsense about Davin and the show. But the other thing is, we've seen this time and time again with the anti-scamming community, is that some of the people are so abused and so bruised from their experiences, they don't know who to believe anymore. And so they start like...
They're also emotionally attached.
Yeah. And so, but they start like, you know, scratching at each other and
yep,
picking each other and saying, you, oh my God, you're a scammer too. And it's like, there's a certain amount of paranoia that runs through
that. Yeah, that would agree. Yeah, that's a very good point.
I mean, even our listener, Dunross was, you know, accused of being a scammer himself. And it's like, Dunross is a really gentle soul.
He's a sweet person. Yeah,
he really is.
A fly. He's a very sweet man.
And he was very hurt by this, that other, you know, scam victims were coming at him and saying, ha, you're a scammer too. But I think that's that paranoia. And I don't know.
Because
that
it's your reputation. It's
that.
Your reputation. You know, going back to Dunross, he's a sweet soul.
Yeah.
And for him to, you know, people that accuse him of that, I feel horrible for him.
I know.
You know? And people, and you know, especially on Facebook and, you know, social media, if they don't know you,
yeah,
they're going to think you're a horrible, you know, horrible person. And just like I said, I was telling you that story off air about that one, the one comic.
Right.
And I was a couple of other comics there, and I explained to them, I go, look, this isn't me. This one person is an exception to the rule. I asked my other friend. I go, yeah, because I didn't want them to think that I'm somebody that sits there and, you know, harasses other comics.
Yeah.
I've got a reputation. I love the art. I support it. You know, and in this one particular case, no, I had to go rogue on this. But, you know, you don't want other people thinking ill of you.
Right.
Especially if you're not like that. I mean, right, if you're a prick, all right, I'm a prick. Fuck you. Yeah, but if you're not, you don't. But not in this case. Not in this case.
No.
I'm glad you said that, because not in this case.
Yeah, I mean, you've been really kind to her and helpful.
Yeah, well, that'll learn me.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You can stop that now.
Well, listen, be kind. It's better off not to be kind. That's what I say.
Well, you know.
Don't be kind.
Hysterical.
Pimp Helix lives by the motto, no good deed goes unpunished.
Pimp Helix is right.
He is right.
Which is something seldom heard on this show.
Isolate that.
But in this case, Pimp Helix is absolutely right.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's true.
And I spent a long time with this dopey broad.
Yeah. I would be absolutely, I would be
and you've asked,
and
you've asked nothing, and here's another, you've asked nothing of her.
No.
You've asked nothing, that's.
Well, there was the one time I asked for fees, but, you know.
No. Stop it.
But that's another thing. You've asked nothing of her.
Nope.
You're with them? Well, you stink if you are, because you've asked nothing of her.
Playing the long game.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The longest game.
Yes.
No. Idiot. All right, so that's the only bow we can put on this.
What a bow it was.
Yes.
Let's see here. All right, let's thank some people for allowing this to transpire.
you mean the guilty list?
The guilty list.
Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property, Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can look them up on Facebook by searching Tao, T-A-O, of Energy, LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by side-splitting production owner Davin of Davin's Den. We will be announcing an upcoming show, so please stay tuned. Experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more, call them, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Ah, Side-Splitting Productions. Stupid. Yeah, we'll get that website fixed one of these days. 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. All your comedic needs, go to sidesplittingproductions.com. But you can also find it at davincomedy.com. Or email us at davin@sidesplittingproductions.com. We'll hook you up, yo.
Hi, please listen to Hudson River.
Hi, Pip.
The friendly Pip.
I lost my goddamn mind. It's late.
Yeah.
Please listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com. And 3 to 6, Monday through Friday, you will be pleased to listen to the Richter Observatory.
Why don't you write this shit down so maybe you got a better idea how it goes?
Yeah, you know what? I think I know, and then I don't know. My mouth starts moving, and
I don't know.
My mouth starts moving, and words spit out, and they don't make any sense.
Nobody likes a spitter.
Word salad, as you would say.
Word salad.
Word salad.
I didn't make that up, though. I wish I had. So we'd listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com every Monday through Friday, 3 to 6, the Richter Observatory. It's a great show, so please listen. Thank you.
HudsonRiverRadio.com.
I have a gig Friday. Unfortunately, I did not get the plug. I can't bring it up on the phone. However, don't laugh, my friend. However, all is not lost. Go to Joe Curry Nation on Facebook or my Facebook page, Joe Curry, or Plankfoot on Twitter, and I will have the gig up there. It'll be out in Riverhead, New York. I do know that. And it's going to be a benefit gig for a good cause this coming Friday. So I will keep you posted on that.
Oh, that was concise. That was on point. It'll be somewhere. Give you some information sometime.
Well, I did say it would be. I do not have the information at present, but the information will be issued, and I gave out where it would be issued.
Yes, I was sitting here.
I understand that, but it didn't seem that you understood that.
I know. Friday, May 10th, I'll be in Montclair, New Jersey at the First Congregational Church doing a fundraiser for the Montclair, New Jersey Pound. We're helping animals.
Good.
Yes, Joe, it's good.
Is that the gig where all the pets are there?
What now?
Aren't you doing a gig where there's going to be like dogs and cats or something like that?
It's going to be Evan and Mike Keegan. Is that close?
No.
I don't know. Why?
I thought you were. No, because I'd like to do that gig. I love cats and dogs.
Oh, you mean they're there to be
no,
adopted?
No, you're not doing. You're doing for that. There's a gig on Long Island. Is it like a place where they let you play with cats and puppies and stuff like that?
Oh, my God.
You can
God.
Adopt them. They're doing a comedy gig there. I'd like to do that gig.
Yeah, I don't want to do that gig. Unless it pays well.
Oh, no, it's so much fun.
I want to play with the kitty cats.
Yeah, you're trying to get fucking listening, and you got to do it. Whose tail is that? No, I don't want that. I want you to fucking listen to the show.
Yeah, it'd be a fucking problem.
Yeah, it would be a problem. That's why I don't want to do that gig. Yeah, I'll send a cat pisses someplace.
Come here to me. Come here to me.
It's like doing a gig at my house.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
I better pay shit, too.
keep it in the litter
feces.
Box. Yeah. It pays shit. There's your pay in the litter box.
That's got to pay well for me to put up with that type of nonsense. I'll put up with nonsense, but I'm not doing that one for nothing.
Yeah. Again, looking at us. Stop
it. I'm not doing it. For tickets, call 973-746-5212.
Because this gig is something he will do.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it's helping animals, but yes. I don't have to contend with them.
Right.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
And Saturday, May 11th, I'll be in Suffern, New York, at the Rhino Comedy Club. I think it's half Republican, half Democrat. I don't know.
Rhino Comedy Club?
Really?
You ever heard that term? Republican in name only?
No.
Rhino Comedy. Yeah, that's what they call
it. Oh, is that what it is?
No, it's not. It's Rhino as in the animal.
Okay.
Rhino Comedy Club for tickets, show up, because they didn't have a number. 96 Lafayette Avenue.
Show up.
What do you want me to tell you? The flyer didn't have a number.
Shush. And he's yelling at me.
I didn't. It's not my flyer.
That's what my surgeon said.
Sure.
Just show up.
The show is called The Terrible Parent Show.
Oh, well, that sounds right in league with what we did
tonight.
Some
of the articles.
Right, but yeah. But I'm saying if we're as bad as these parents, we're going to have a full attendance of police.
Yeah, really.
It's going to be a lot of questioning.
Yeah, really.
So, yeah, show up.
Bring your own scalding water.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Bring your own feces to support the acts.
Yeah. Tell us you heard us.
Tell you what, I hope none of the kids have a YouTube credit.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, I'll be working locally. Pippa, we wish you well.
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
Hopefully we will hear you on Tuesday.
Yeah, that would be good.
We have Walt coming in studio. God help us all.
Finally an ally.
No, you have no allies.
Yeah, liberals all night long. All right, good.
Yeah, he's the only one who makes you look smart. Please.
I have to vouch for that. Yeah.
Yeah. At least if you get Federico, who's as Trumpy as you are at this point, at least he can argue. Although I don't think he can anymore. He used to be able to. Walt can't argue. Please.
No, we can't.
So
he can.
He's going to want to talk about politics. He always wants to talk about politics.
Yeah, but he dives into the ad hominem attacks, and so he loses his stuff.
Hopefully we'll steer him away from that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Because Walt can be funny.
He can.
Walt can be very entertaining.
Yes.
But I don't want
to. He wanted us to do a show with Walt when we were on TBQ, combine the shows.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I said nay. No need. I've done radio with Walt. Walt's good at radio. You two animals are what I need to work with daily. Weekly, whatever it is. Walt will do fine on the radio. We haven't had Walt in a long time. Happy to have Walt. He'll be very funny. I just don't necessarily. I hope there's not a big political story that I need to dive into.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm grateful that Walt will be able to come in and fill in for me because I will be otherwise disposed. And I'll jump in as I see fit. Depends on how I'm feeling. I don't know how beat up I'm going to feel, to be honest.
I think next week will be a great week for Savage Medicine. So I think we'll do that next week.
Oh, yeah. That's
especially because we got somebody fucking laid up.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my own Savage Medicine story. Thank
I think
you.
We'll do some Savage Medicine. I'll take a break from Ann Jackson. Hopefully in 2 weeks we'll have you back.
Yeah,
hopefully.
I don't know how long I'll be on the DL, but I'll do my best.
All right. So that was a show.
That was.
It was a very feel-bad show.
Yeah, everybody needs a shower after this one. Yes. Hit the showers, kids.
Goldie Hot Water, Joe, you bringing that?
Yeah, yeah. This will get the filth off.
Yeah.
Listen, we report the news.
We're pure filth.
We're pure.
I don't feel bad about it. I don't feel bad about that. We did nothing wrong.
No, we didn't do it. We just reported.
We just reported about people that did.
And we score it.
Exactly.
We're a news show.
We score.
With points. Awful. Yeah, we're a new show with a tote port.
And I won. As I said, I would. Yeah. I won.
Oh, God.
Hail Cobra.
Hail Cobra?
It's a G.I. Joe thing.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know.
Or in your case, that's who you paid.
See, that was after we were from a different G.I. Joe era.
Yes.
I had the big G.I. Joe. You had the small G.I. Joe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we said we weren't going to do this anymore. Compare your G.I. Joes.
She made it into a dick joke.
I see that.
You know what? It happens.
And that could be the last words we ever hear from Pip. And
how appropriate.
How appropriate that it was a joke that didn't land. I wouldn't want to remember you in any other way.
Dick.
Yeah, your words mean nothing now. I've been called worse by Anne.
I know. He's totally Teflon.
And Claire. Yeah, and whoever other personality stupid wants to be.
Only one of my personalities offends you.
They all offend me. I'm just vocal about one of them.
Right.
But yeah, so we wish you the best of luck.
Yes, absolutely.
You. Thanks.
So yeah, you'll be like the Bionic Woman when you come back.
I will. Right.
Just hope. I gotta do a fucking check before she comes and make sure her fucking heart doesn't mess up with the equipment.
It's not going to.
It messes up cordless mics.
What?
Yeah, sometimes those pacemakers
do that.
Yeah, they mess up cordless mics.
Oh fuck! I'm gonna have a whole.
Did you have
new
to reassign room. Seating at a show because the mic was cutting out?
No, I just asked the people with the heart condition to leave. It's not for you.
I was at a Stone show and Mick was using the cordless mic and he was picking up taxis outside because it was in Manhattan.
Really?
Yes. Yes, we heard taxis.
You're Pakistani.
My friend, I've got 35. I'm trying to sing a song, mate, in Madison Square Garden.
No, and I saw just like a moment of hesitation, like, oh.
That's a Spinal Tap moment.
Yeah, it really is.
Nobody likes cordless mics.
Well, let me tell you something. When they first came out about 25 years ago, boy, oh boy, they love to fuck up.
They still do. God forbid you don't have fresh batteries.
Well, that's the funny thing. If you do a gig and the guy goes, I got a cordless mic, first thing, that's the first question you ask.
Yeah.
You know, do you have fresh batteries?
Cordless mics and not pacemakers.
Yeah.
First question I ask, you got fresh batteries?
Every 7 to 10 years, apparently.
Yeah, so now I got a plan for you being absent every 7 to 10 years.
Yeah.
Just one inconvenience after another. This does not work well for me at all.
Listen, I'm just going to have to remember to go in when I'm checking my smoke alarm detectors. You know,
you
like,
do that every year. That's
yeah, you do that every year. Well, that's why that fire happened.
Yes. All right, I got to go to sleep.
All right.
I thought you did that on the air.
Huddle.
If you like us, tell a friend if you hate us.
Tell no one.
Either way.